Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors lose last night. They're down 3-1 to the Timberwolves.
Damn!
Game 5 tomorrow.
We're positive.
You know,
and
there's a lot of Steve Kerr criticism right now. And how about people criticize Kerr? One of the reasons I don't criticize Kerr is because he's just following orders.
Damn.
And when Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob said it's all about Steph Curry and Steph Curry's window, and then you go out and get Jimmy Butler, okay? The message is we got to win now. And yes, should Steve Kerr have somehow, some way, figured out a way to get more out of Jonathan Kuminga over the last couple years? Sure. Yes, he should have.
All right.
There you go. He should have. But that wasn't the message of the team. The message from ownership was we got to do everything right now to try to win a title. And if he's wrong, he's wrong. But Steve Kerr didn't and doesn't think, or at least before Curry got injured, that Jonathan Kuminga was the best way to win right now. And here's the other thing, and I've said it forever. Go ahead and fire Kerr. But then what's going to happen with Steph, Draymond, and Butler? Like, you can't fire Kerr and then keep those three guys here while someone else comes in and tries to rebuild. That's not going to work. You have to make a decision. Are you going younger? Are you going to try to do something else with another coach? But I get all the criticism of Steve Kerr, but they don't want him playing young guys if Kerr doesn't think the young guys can help right now.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong, Steiny. I thought, and I've heard from people in the know, that the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fan is the owner.
Well,
and up until the Jimmy Butler trade, and it wasn't just Kuminga's fault that he wasn't answering the bell or the team wasn't doing this or that. I mean, it was some of his, just like all the other players. But my point is, just because you got something doesn't mean you can't have a surplus. And now we're seeing Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, they need help. And I think Kuminga's showing us on this stage, given a chance, Donnie, he can help. But if we got a coach that's saying, hey, A, B, and C can't work together, then you're really – I'm saying all that to say, Stoudy, I think there was a tussle behind the scenes in regard to Jonathan Kuminga. I thought owner was his biggest fan. He wasn't included in the trade for a reason. And I think the owner was like, you know what the hell? We pulled off this trade. Go your way. Let's see what happens. And now by default, because that's the only reason I think Kuminga's playing – we're seeing Kuminga show people that this dude can do some things.
Score. Now, he's a great scorer.
I got you. But we cannot, in the three games that he's shown the Pulse, Jonathan Kuminga, and I heard this on the morning roast, and I just hate it, Steiny, from callers, all they lost. Well, Curry's gone off, and Butler scored points when they've lost, but it's not about that. You know what time it is when we talk about a player that looked like he was just going to be a bump on a pickle. And now all of a sudden against a stout defense, he's showing you he's got some gifts. Not saying he's perfect.
You said something that I don't even think you realized you said.
Tim.
But it is so telling. You said, Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy Butler need help. Well, guess what? You know what we were saying 2-3 months ago? Curry needs help. So they get Jimmy Butler, and they still have Draymond. But they still need more help. What does that tell you?
Now, funny.
Lastly,
because I got an answer.
Lastly,
our Thundercats aren't it.
We should probably get back to the game soon.
Yeah.
How do you get more help when Curry's making 65 and Butler's making 60? How?
Not DMP Kuminga and well, make you that baby
the point is you can't. You can't get enough help around those guys right now, I don't think.
Wow. But you would, real quick, you would understand, though, that that's a course of action if this thing ends tomorrow.
What is?
Because now I'm thinking about pods differently. I'm thinking about, and it might be unfair, but I'm being real. Okay. So you miss me with all, hey, you handled the regular season. I need to know, is this going to be something moving forward the rest of your careers? Like,
well, I don't know. Is do you think Houston's ready to give up on Jalen Green after one playoff
series? See, I thought, but they've said they're not.
Okay.
Stein, he's more talented.
Well, that's fine. If you listen, if you want to make a judgment off Pods' one playoff,
no, I don't know what to do, but that's what.
But he's 22 years old. I mean, to expect these young players to be big factors early in the postseason, or, you know, in the postseason. Let's go to TJ in Houston. He wants to talk about Pods. Hey, TJ, how you doing, man?
How y'all doing? I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Hanging in.
I just wanted to talk about like two little things about Pazinski and Steve Kerr. One, I think we're losing this year because Pazinski. If you pay attention, I think we got a good enough team. Yeah, we might not have a like overall better team than Minnesota, but I think we have a good enough team to get it done. Pazinski, he's giving us nothing. We got to trade him, son. He's 20-something years old, and he can't beat nobody off the dribble. That's a problem. That's a big problem. All these games, we within a game. We 7-8 points away. He can't give us nothing. If he could at least give us 15, we win all these games. It's him. He the problem. He got to go in the offseason if we get eliminated. Steve Kerr, I don't think we need to fire Steve Kerr, but Steve Kerr has to start letting Jonathan Kuminga play move. All as soon as the man mess up one time, take him out the game, what is that? Come on, now the man can't even play because he's too scared to mess up. The moment he messed up, he knew he getting taken out the game. But Pazinski, he going up and down the court and go 1-for-10 and get 35 minutes. Like, come on, he's the problem. I know y'all pointing out Jimmy Butler. I know y'all pointing out Draymond Green. Everybody playing their part, but he's the big problem. It's his fault why we down like this. Look at how he playing for the last four games. He's doing nothing.
He's been terrible. He's been terrible.
That's what I see. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at everything. If you really analyze the game, I don't mean to cut you off, man. This is the last thing I want to see. If you really analyze the game and just look at the last couple, like, 6 to 7 minutes, we can talk about Jimmy Butler gas. We can talk about Draymond miss. All that. That's true. What is Pazinski doing? You're 20-something years old, dude. You can't beat nobody off the dribble? We got to trade you. We got to trade you. I'm sorry. Jordan Poole would never be doing this right now. I'm sorry.
Thanks, TJ. Yeah. I appreciate the call. Pods has been terrible.
I got to be honest. Why not throw Moody in there, too?
Because he's been – oh, I thought you meant –
okay, no, I'm just – I'm not in Moody's – like, you know it's a double – like, both of those dudes have hurt me.
Well, that's because they're not playing with Steph Curry right now. And everything changes. And when Steph Curry goes out, everybody needs to do more, and sometimes guys aren't capable of it.
But Moody starts slipping a little bit with Curry in that Houston series, Stani, a little before Pods.
Exactly. Because the Warriors have a lot of guys who are playing first meaningful playoff series. That's the other thing. It's like,
can you afford to let JK go, Stani? I know that's for another show, but I think right now, I don't know. I thought you could.
I don't.
I'm like, well, you really can. I'm just saying.
Again, I've always said I'd be careful about trading Kuminga at 22, but that doesn't mean I think he's going to be a superstar. I don't think he's going to be a superstar. He's too one-dimensional. He's a scorer, and this league needs scorers.
But McDaniel's not a superstar, but he's a perfect fit. He's good.
No,
for Minnesota. So
no kidding. But why is he good?
His DNA, his body, his length,
his defense. He's a great defender. That'll always keep a guy on the court. And if Steve Kerr were convinced Kuminga was a great defender, I don't think this would be an issue.
He's not a bad defender, Stani. I know. Let's move on. But he's not a bad defender. And he can easily be a better defender, you know, but, man, he's got some gifts. And we're talking about lack of athleticism, this and that. He's checking a lot of boxes.
Who?
Kuminga, for the things that we say this team needs outside of the big three. Athleticism, defense.
I reject that he's a good defensive player.
Well, I didn't say good. I said he's not bad.
I think he's below average as a help defender.
I think he can get better easy.
He should have gotten better by now. Let's go to Idris and Hayward. What's going on, Idris? How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. So I got three main points and a final point because I watched that game with a microscope. The first quarter, Draymond showed up. Even Pods made his first two shots. I was like, oh, we're here. But Jimmy was passive, and I was fine with that because I said, okay, he's going to save for the fourth quarter because of the last game. But Julius Randle was a super saiyan in the first quarter. We should have been up by 8 to 15 points, but Julius Randle single-handedly took the punch. Then we go into the half, and then Anthony Edwards says, hey, I can do more than dunk on Looney. I can show that I could do my Steph Curry presentation. And he starts shooting like crazy. And Jimmy, in the second half, he goes down and does these terrible, I'm trying to draw a foul layups. And on the other side, three, and we're down by 12. And then everybody just fell apart. This game was on Jimmy. It's not his fault, but this game was on Jimmy. I watched it, and I said, oh, my God. And the only other point is we just got to take the L on Jonathan Kuminga. I love Steve Kerr, but based on what we see, we can't just stand here and say, but that's fine now because we've been here before. We're going to win the next game. Steph is going to come back. And once it goes to game 7, anything goes. Take care, fellas. God bless y'all.
Yeah, take it easy.
Jay Williams on ESPN was talking about Jimmy Butler. And Idris just said that game was on Butler. What did Jay Williams have to say? Take a listen.
I don't even know what to say about this one. This is crazy. I mean, this is why Jimmy Butler was brought to Golden State.
Right.
For moments like this. And what did we see last game? We saw Jimmy Butler, the pace was incredible. Even though they gave it away, UD and Perk, my man took 23 shots. He was hunting his shots. There was nothing that was calculated about the way he was playing. He had to let loose. He had to be aggressive because that gave his team the best opportunity to win. 9 shots in 34 minutes, to me, feels like you aren't the aggressive Jimmy Butler. It feels like you are not even really on the court. Now, I know I've never been in playoff games to this magnitude. You guys have. But I can tell you from somebody who is competitively an ass, that's how I am. KP, ain't no way in hell I'm taking 9 shots in a game where my team is without our star player. Everybody is looking at me to be the guy. Kuminga is a good talent, but he is young. Everybody is looking at me to be the old veteran guy who has carried teams to further places in the Eastern Conference, like the Miami Heat. To me, this is a sign of somebody I get worried about. Where are you? What is happening in this game where I need you to be him?
That was Jay Williams.
Oh, man.
What'd you think?
I'm going to throw it to you because you said, and again, Stein, if he's sick and you're out there, I don't know what to do. If little Johnny's sick and we're in CYO, that matters. But if you're out there, then I feel like we can judge accordingly. You've always said, don't tell Jimmy how to play. Does last night constitute that? Or what was that? That's valid coming from our guy.
Last night was a case of Jimmy Butler, who's played a lot of basketball in the last month. You're asking me, I'm going to tell you. He's wearing down, and he's being guarded by a guy who's damn good defensively, Jaden McDaniels, a big chunk of the time. He can't just get his shot off. He has to make a move or a fake to get his shot off. And this kid is young. He's energetic. He's very smart. He's staying down on defense. That's the thing that's been the most impressive thing about Minnesota and Houston to a lesser degree. It feels like nobody's going for Jimmy's head fakes. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Okay, let's just put the right on the table. First one of the day, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. And this is my second time throwing it to you, Stoney. Okay. In regard to tomorrow's game, what adjustments can they make outside of make shots?
I don't even know what to say.
No, thank you, Jay. Like, that's what's scary about it.
I mean, this is crazy.
I look at this team right now and say the only adjustments you can make is if you want to play guys who you haven't played a lot. If you want to go ahead and give Spencer more time or Guy Santos more time. I don't think that's the answer. I don't think that's going to win you the game, especially now, because this is your roster. It is, you know, it's the roster. I will say this.
Who you brought to the dance,
and
right?
I've detected, like, when the Warriors won game one, but Steph was hurt.
Minnesota was lousy.
I detected, like, it felt like overconfidence to me.
From Minnesota?
From Warrior fans.
Oh, wow. Oh, for the win.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, not understanding
99-88.
What the absence of Steph was going to mean. And the other thing is, look, Minnesota, you know what they are over their last 48 games? They're 34-14.
Wow.
That's a 60-win team. And that's from the second half. So, like, the Timberwolves, they're good. Like, they're a good team. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year.
No, you're making an argument about the schedule game. They were the only team in the West that had an easier schedule than the Warriors down the stretch of the season.
But there's a difference. And the difference is this, that Julius Randle was a new acquisition, and by the halfway point of the season, they felt like they had him integrated more, and they started playing better. The Warriors got Butler at the same time, or, you know, at the trade deadline, and everything started clicking, and they beat some teams. But I think the Timberwolves had discovered something, like, permanent, and the Warriors didn't know if they had or not.
Well, I think it's pretty equal. I mean, the Warriors discovered something when they got Jimmy Butler. The difference was it was just external compared to internal, if you know what I mean.
I mean, my point is that both teams have been playing well since the whenever, and the Warriors don't have Curry.
And
that's the difference. Right.
Yeah, and I know everybody doesn't play the ponies, and when I say that, Stoney and Evan, I mean gambling. But let's be honest. I guess he could qualify for another amount. Let's put the mice on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Stoney, Vegas had, with a healthy Steph Curry, they had Minnesota heavily favored in this series. So I say that because I'm looking in the mirror talking to myself. What had you think this could go a different way? In game one, up until Curry got hurt, it was like, okay, Vegas, you got it wrong. And that's what I think, that's what's at the core of my pain. They got a game tomorrow. I just feel like had the chef been there Saturday, had he been there last night, maybe they're up 10 instead of 2.5. I don't know. And we'll never find out. But the one glaring thing about this to me, guys, and I mean this, I look differently at my team so differently now when I judge guys without the chef. You could say it's unfair. You're late to the party.
That's what I would say.
But wow, man.
Like, outside of Kuminga, because do you think the Warriors have a star young player?
No.
Okay. Well, you're answering all your own questions, so they don't have a star young player.
But you got two star superstars.
You only have one now.
Like, well, okay, in the series.
You only have one. And I got news for you. Without Steph Curry, their 23-year-old superstar is better than your 35-year-old superstar.
And that
Anthony Edwards is better than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go to Ed and Benicia. What's going on, Ed? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Matt and Guru?
Hey, how are you?
I wanted to talk a little bit about Joe Lacob.
All right.
Joe Lacob is clearly the best owner the Warriors have ever had, so I'll give him that. No doubt about it.
Yep.
But I think he needs to stay out of the scouting room. I feel like, you know, Wiseman was not a good decision at the time. And, you know, there's been a lot of reports saying that that's who he really wanted, whereas there were other people in the room that wanted Halliburton, who's the guy I wanted. I wanted Halliburton. I heard that there was a trade proposal at 4 where they would trade their second pick dropped down to four. They could have got Wendell Carter Jr. and Halliburton. And we wouldn't be having this conversation about we need another point guard. The same thing with Kuminga. I saw Marcus Thompson's article the other day where he said there were a lot of people in the room that wanted Franz Wagner. And I just feel like, you know, Joe got excited twice because of the talent, or at least the natural talent, that Wiseman and Kuminga had, and he swung and missed both times. Now, I know that Kuminga's having a great series, but he still doesn't fit what the Warriors want to do when the chef is around. So we would have been better off to get Wagner, would have been better off to get Carter Jr. and Halliburton compared to what we got right now.
Appreciate it, Ed.
Yeah. So that's the...
I mean, that's just a
conundrum that they have to figure out, man. I don't think you can afford now. It's not the show for it, but Stoney, the way I'm feeling, there's no way you let JK go. He's shown you that.
Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock tonight. All 5 right. o'clock, Steve Kerr is going to join Willard.
What kind
Dibs.
Of mood you think? I mean, he's always the same, but damn, we're facing the... This will be the first time they lost four in
a
row.
He deserved it.
Yeah, that's never happened under Curry's watch.
I wonder if Franz Wagner would have played if the Warriors had drafted him.
What about LaMelo Ball?
Well, he'd be hurt.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Saraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a great comeback. But hey, that's a great comeback. But you know what I'm going. Oh, man. We got a chance. We got a game tomorrow. And leave the black uniforms alone. Let's just go back to the old school. Bad luck in the black, Steiny.
Let's go to Kevin in Louisiana. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I don't even know what to say.
Hey, Steiny and Garu. Look, one of the guys was really – can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, look, we got to pump the brakes and realize that our old model – strength in numbers. At the point of attack, the guy that called about BP, yes, he brings the ball up and he's a connector. But they don't fear him off the dribble. He's right about that. Yep. You have to be able to attack the defense. I mean, Bryant is good at what he does, but he has to be able to attack the defense. You know, he has to be able to go ahead and make the defense respect him. Okay? It goes back to strength in numbers. San Antonio, the guy that talked about San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard used to come off the bench. Ginobili, he used to come off the bench. That's strength in numbers. We have to bring back the trust with our players. Steve Kerr has to trust him. He has to build them up. They can't come in there not being unsure of what their position is. And I'm going to pretty much leave it at that. I gave that scenario the last time I talked to you guys about next year because I'm being realistic. Jimmy, if you watch his gait, Jimmy is lucky to even be walking around trying to play.
Wow.
It was criminal what they allowed Houston to get away with against him and Steph.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Yeah. It's hard to be strength in numbers, though, when you got two guys making as much as Butler and Steph.
But didn't the regular season feel like it was back, though, to a degree? Not superstars, because that's what that strength in numbers was not built on superstars. There was a core of superstars, and then you had a plethora of what I thought was GP2, Moody playing, Pods, Post, Guy Santos, Steiny.
Everybody that you named except Peyton had no virtually no experience in the postseason. And but I hear you. I mean, you know, Peyton hasn't been very good.
The defending. That's what's shocking.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, so swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment, stay in your car, it's done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
This is crazy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.